Hello again. You're listening to the news at 1. The Tánaiste Micheál Martin has been speaking this lunchtime about the prospect of the restoration of the Stormont Assembly and power sharing in Northern Ireland. Mr Martin was opening a new St Clair's National School at Bally James Duff in County Cavan. Our Northern Editor Vincent Kearney is there and joins us now with more on this. So what was the Tánaiste saying, Vincent?
Well, as you say, Micheál Martin here to open a school extension. Former teacher back in his home ground, if you like, but a very good reception here. But I put it to him that you're here to open a school. What about the prospects for the reopening of power sharing at Stormont? Now, he said he believes it's a good sign that the parties are now talking about money. There's been much talk around in the last couple of weeks from the DUP and from the other parties of the fact that they will need at least £1 billion sterling of additional funding from the British government to fix the health service and problems in other areas if and when the Assembly gets back up and running. The DUP has also been talking about a long-term change to a formula the British government uses to give money to Northern Ireland. It's a per capita formula worked out in a ratio with England, Scotland and Wales. And there has been much speculation that the DUP is now looking at the finances. It must be pretty sure that it's concerned with the Windsor framework are going to be led. It will get what it needs. But the next step is to go back into government with money because, as you know, Brian, no politician wants to go back into a situation where they're faced with making massive cuts and cutting jobs. Behind the scenes, members, senior members of the DUP and other parties have said, look, we'd be mad to walk back into Stormont if we're going back in with this kind of a budget from the British government. We need more. So Micheál Martin saying today, the fact that they're down to that nitty-gritty talking about the finances that were required for a new assembly is a good sign.
Yeah. Stay with us, Vincent, because 11 people separately have been arrested by police investigating the attempted murder of a senior detective in Northern Ireland. PSNI Detective Chief Inspector John Caldwell, you'll recall, was shot multiple times at a sports complex at Oma in County Tyrone in February in an attack that was linked to dissident Republicans. This morning, PSNI Detective Superintendent Eamon Corrigan gave details of progress in the investigation.
11 people, 9 men and 2 women, aged between 21 and 72 years old, were arrested under the Terrorism Act in Oma and Coal Island. They've been taken to the Serious Crime Suite in Musgrave Police Station, where they are currently being questioned by detectives. The arrests are a significant development in the investigation. Today, I am also releasing new CCTV footage and photographs of a number of cars used by the gunmen and those involved on the night of and prior to John's attempted murder on Wednesday the 22nd of February. As John was packing up after coaching a youth football team, he was shot multiple times, and when he fell to the ground, the gunmen continued to fire at him in front of terrified children and parents and disturbingly in front of his own young son. I am delighted that John is on the road to recovery and was able to attend a garden party this week hosted by the King and Queen. Now we have to make sure we bring those vile individuals who tried to murder him to justice.
Superintendent Eamon Corrigan. Vincent Kearney is still with us. A significant development, the PSNI says, Vincent.
Indeed, I think that the use of that term is significant in itself. There have been quite a few arrests, Brian, over the last couple of months. People have been arrested, questioned and released. But this is a mass arrest, if you like. Early this morning, 11 people arrested in Oma and Coal Island. 9 men and 2 women. The release of that CCTV footage. Now, we know that detectives have examined more than 400,000 hours of footage. There's a team of more than 100 detectives working on this investigation. So I think that the fact there's been such a big number of arrests in one day, and the fact that the police themselves have gone on the record to describe this as significant, means that they must be confident of a major breakthrough.
Vincent Kearney in Cavan, thank you very much for that.